Fulcher, Gach, Anya, welcome everyone to Rendezvous with Jamie McGlue, episode 100. Big announcement. I'm in a suit. I have my grandfather's Irish harp, Clóirseach badge here from when he was in the railway, CIA back in the day. Paddy works on the railway. Great song. So I have an announcement. Why am I in a suit? Well, first of all, every episode, except occasionally I forgot, but basically every episode I play music, a bit of make it up, a song. Occasionally I play a cover or something, very rarely. But so here's a little song. Let's see. Everybody's gotta do and be and have just what you need. It's karma, it's freedom. We're here on earth, not forever, so stay in your own way, but grow wiser like ripening in the haze of the sun shining down to help us today. Right. So this is about you reaching your potential, me reaching my potential, our nations and the whole world reaching its full potential. So I am announcing that I am running for office in Ireland. So I live in Ireland now. I'm Irish and I'm Australian. I love both countries. I was raised in Australia, born and raised in Australia. My parents are both Irish, but now they're Australian. They emigrated in the 80s. So basically, I love both places, but I resonate more with Ireland, basically. I love music. I love poetry. I write music. I write poetry. I love history. The history of my people here is much longer than in Australia, where within 5 years of my parents leaving Ireland, they were raising me, and so I'm being raised by Irish people, basically. So, there's a lot of influence from Australia, which I'm very grateful for. There's a certain directness, a certain openness, a certain confidence, which comes from that. Like, you don't need to be looking over your shoulder about what your nanny thinks or what, some jealous jerk down the road thinks, but then there's also benefits to the Irish side, which I got to some extent. But since living in Ireland, I've noticed more, like, there's a humility here where people are looking over their shoulder, like, I don't, I'm not, am I getting notions? Am I getting too big for my boots? Just kind of a community thing. There's just more, naturally, it's an ancient society, so more community, more people are quite very chatty and sociable and funny, and so basically we're not here to debate the ins and outs of what's different between the two cultures to which I belong. But so I live in Ireland. I'm a re-immigrant. Okay, I have re-immigrated. My parents emigrated, now I've immigrated, but my family's been here for thousands of years, like literally, like as far as we can tell in the genetic thing, like completely Irish, right? For like God only knows, back to like when we kicked the Tuatha Dé Danann's ass and got them out of the country, or not, who knows what was going on there, some sort of trans-dimensional laser battle. But Ireland, as beautiful it is as it is, like much of the world, I feel has been sold down the river, unfortunately, by the elites who we trusted with, running it. And there's been the story that we live in democracies and we have freedom, and we're not like those other parts of the world where, throughout history and throughout geography, even at this moment, throughout the world, we all know most places are corrupt. The governments do not represent the people. It's a kleptocracy. They are stealing from the people. And we also know that that is what our system was like in the past, in Europe, in the West. It's a natural element of human nature. And a big theme of what I want to bring forth in my getting into politics is a sense of forgiveness, a sense of oneness, a sense of love. That I'm not here to judge Leo Varadkar, who's just resigned. Best of luck with whatever's next, Leo. I feel, now here's the thing, you got to be honest, I feel he's absolutely done a horrible job and really damaged Ireland very badly. And yet, so I can judge that, and I need to, I must be honest. But on the other hand, I don't need to judge him as a soul or as a human being. I can say, look, I'm not perfect either. You got your work, I've got my work. Maybe if I was born in your shoes, maybe I would be exactly the same. Or maybe my soul would be a bit different and have responded differently. Who knows? But that's quite philosophical. Let's just say, look, you're in your situation, that's okay. I don't need to carry a field of negativity and resentment about you. I can just say, I can communicate clearly. I can do what's in my power, like I am, to try to be a good influence, and trust that the universe will take care of the rest, And when you treat people like that, I think there's a sweet spot where, look, half the people are just trying to be friendly and they're not calling out when, we're getting locked in cages for some virus which is no more deadly than the cold, the common cold, as we now know. And, not exactly the same thing as the common cold, but it is, of a similar deadliness, And anyway, that's neither here nor there. But just for example, there's people when that happens and they're just like, oh, we, well, I, you know, I want to be nice and I don't want to be us against them with the government. Oh, that's scary. Or just in general, oh, you want to be friendly and you want to believe that you have a good connection with these people. And that's admirable, but it can get out of balance if you're not like, hey, what are you doing? No, you can't do that. No, we're not shutting down our businesses and therefore impoverishing ourselves, turning back the clock decades, and harming our children who now can't recognize emotions because of, everyone's been masked up, even though the masks had no evidence and still and have been borne out. That's been borne out. There's no evidence that they work. Neither does hand sanitizer. It's airborne. It doesn't spread on surfaces. Anyway, you need to balance that by being able to push back when someone's crossing a line. And they might be doing it by accident, even. It might not even be malicious. And then on the other hand, you have people who do push back, but they don't have that empathy. They don't have the kindness and the love to say, like, so they're all like, oh, you're monsters. You should die. And da-da-da, I hate. It's like, whoa, hey. So what I want is a middle ground where I say, look, in my humble opinion, as far as I can tell from thinking it through carefully, this is true. And this is what we're getting right. And this is what we're getting wrong. This is what we should do. And this is what we should be, what we should do, what we should have, or whatever, now and then, but at the same time, I feel like I love everyone. All human beings are amazing. If there was only one human being on the planet, say, no, WEF, don't get any ideas. So if there was only one human left on the planet, and pick any human in the world, they would be the most interesting person on the planet, right? And it would be really interesting to follow them around. Like, they're a human being, There's a lot there, a lot going on, and it's very interesting and it's very worthy. It's beautiful. There's dark and there's light, but it's the universe. It's Mother Nature expressing herself through us. We are nature. We're not in the universe. We are the universe. We're not in nature. We are nature, right? Like my friend here, Podrick. Podrick the plant. Patrick. There we go. So basically, I'm going to keep this pretty short, as short, as can be here. But basically, I believe by walking, having that balance, you can communicate with much more people, many more people, and we can gain the middle ground. Now, what's happening in Ireland and in Europe, and I think in the West in general, there's this sort of collapse going on. And now people debate whether it's accidental or whether it's intentional. Now, to be very candid, I believe there's, pretty good evidence, like, a lot of it looks like at least there's a small but very powerful group of people who, and they're not all necessarily connected. Maybe they are. I don't know. Do you know? I don't know. Let's be scientific about it. We don't have evidence. Let's not jump to a conclusion. But I think there is definitely a lot of evidence by looking, joining the dots and being balanced that it's at least very likely that there are powerful groups, whether they're connected or not. Who are trying to take over power, the globally, and they might be competing with each other, and then when it comes to oh them against the regular man and woman on the street, okay, they team up. Who knows what's going on? But there is, to be fair, look, come on, if either you haven't done enough reading, no judgment, but it's just a fact, or you're not being honest with yourself if you say that there's no, it's not possible, or it's not probable even, or at least not plausible. You'd have to agree if you're being reasonable and you're informed that there's a lot of evidence that it really does fit the pattern. If someone was taking over the world, they would do it would look pretty similar to what's happening. Okay, interesting. So I would say there's evidence that that is happening. And then as well, of course, even if that is happening, which we don't know, but There's good reason for it to think it could be. Even if that is happening, the vast majority of people who are enforcing it have no idea it's happening. That's the way these things work. It's like a pyramid need to know basis, like, compartmentalization. But people debate over, is it that, or is it just all accidental? We're just humans, we're a bit crazy, and there's these ideologies running wild, and so it looks like the West is getting imploded and our freedom's getting taken away, and it's all to the benefit of these huge mega corporations and the kind of fascist, in the sense of, fusing oligarchies and capitalism with the state, complete power, like we have in China. Basically turning the whole world into China, right? God bless the Chinese. I love the Chinese too, but just being honest, right? The systems, right? So is it maybe it's accidental? Intentional, accidental? The thing is, again, I think this is another thing I can bring is it doesn't matter. People are afraid to talk about this because they don't want to look crazy, but it's like, look, be honest. If you don't want to look crazy, then don't be crazy. Be honest. Be about what you genuinely think is real. What I genuinely think is real is there is a good chance that there is a small group of people who are intentionally trying to take away our freedoms and gain global power, bring in a world government, and leading and misleading, the vast majority of the people who are implementing that, who have no idea. They think there's other things going on, but they're being used. That they don't know the full story. And then on the other hand, I think it's possible that, maybe, although it seems unlikely to me, like definitely open-minded to, maybe it is just like some kind of crazy snowball effect of just different groups. None of them are really trying to do such a huge thing. Maybe the people who seem very wise that I've seen who talk about, yeah, being insiders, I've seen these things. Who knows? Maybe they're, charlatans or something, or maybe they're confused or they got tricked. Who knows, right? But the point is, it doesn't matter, right? So that we'll leave it there. But we know very bad things are happening in Ireland, in the West, in Europe, and right? And freedoms are being taken away. The economic, the prosperity is being just ruthlessly emaciated. You just got traditional values just being completely under an onslaught. And we're getting less healthy, we're getting less happy, we're getting less free, we're getting less wealthy. So there's all these things, basically a lot of chaos coming in. And historically, if you study history, it looks pretty bad. We need to do something right now if we don't want to go in a bad direction. And we can go in a good direction, and we will. And that's why, I'm running for office, and I want other people to do the same thing, is, basically, we need to take control of the situation, and we can, and we will. But it starts with honesty. And also not being afraid. If if tyrants take over the whole world, okay, that's the way God wants it, or that's the way the universe just happened to go. Why resist it? The wise thing is to control what's in your power. If it's outside of your power, okay, what's the point of trying to control it? It's a waste of time. You'll just be less effective, and you'll be stressed. And so do our best. But I genuinely believe that the rise in consciousness that's coming, we will have a, what we want, and we will have the world of justice. That is what's coming. But there'll be a bit of a messy period in between, most likely. But anyway, so all these terrible things are happening. Is it intentional? Is it an accident? A bit of both? It doesn't matter. We know it's happening. So let's not get distracted and sidetracked. Let's just focus on, okay, this is happening. We need to push back against it. And we need to remove the taboo against saying that it's possible that this is intentional. What we should be creating a new, I would say encourage you, anytime this comes up, say, look, whether this is intentional or accidental, it doesn't matter. It's wrong. What's going on? So we need to change these things. We can't get into the heads of whoever's doing this. So let's not try. Let's just talk about the facts, right? So now in other videos, a lot of my podcast from now on is going to be talking about Ireland and Europe and the world. But specific, mostly Ireland, because that's where I live. That's where I'm running for office. And I'm going deep into my roots here. Táimid Ólaim Gaeilge. I'm learning Irish. I have a growing family here. I'm blessed with, and just connecting to the people, connecting to my broader family. And I still love Australia. Still connected. Still, we'll always be connected and visiting Australia. But this is where it stands. For me, this is my, place where I can, live my best life and give my gifts. So, and I encourage you to do the same in whatever way you can. If you feel called to politics, wherever you are, we're all in this together. It's all about individual freedom, individualism over collectivism. You can't sacrifice the individual for the supposed greater good. That doesn't work throughout history, and philosophically, it's bankrupt. It doesn't make any sense. And we're going to get into that in later episodes. I'll be talking about this kind of stuff. But basically, to start, so I'm Jamie McGlue, right? Let's stick together, right? Let's stick together with Jamie McGlue. I'm going to be running for councillor, local government here, and then for the Dáil, so as a deputy, Teacht an Dála. So like a an MP, equivalent of MP here. And God willing, both are going to work out. But here's the thing. I would ask you to join my political party. I'll put it in the notes here. It's www.gaelicawakening.ie, right? Like Ireland, IE. So Gaelic, like the Irish, Gaelic, awakening, right? Gaelic awakening. So it's all about awakening, truth, becoming more aware of what's real and what's right, you know? What is good and what's real? So what's right and wrong in the basic sense? Just waking up, not becoming conscious, right? And the core of this, I think what we need in general, so I'm trying to embody this myself, is a spiritual awakening. But it's not just, you have people who are completely unaware of that and they're involved in politics. And then you have people who are, really blissed out and like they're quite wise and aware of the truth of, existence and who we really are and all that and peaceful, but they're not connected to politics. They're like, oh, that's a mess. They're repulsed by it. Well, we need to connect these. We need to become balanced and integrate the spiritual and the political and all these levels. So you can go to GaelicAwakening.ie. You'll see my kind of quasi manifesto and all my the stuff there I've written. Including, the policies, what we want, what we don't want, the philosophical backdrop to this, which is Gaelic awakening in myself, it's already happening, and I want to bring the rest of Ireland into this and the world. Have your own awakening, Australian awakening, French awakening, whatever, get into it, And it's about waking up spiritually, but then also as a nation, understanding we need to set borders. It's a natural thing. The way the world is right now, we're not ready for some whole open thing. Everyone's too different right now. It's not going to work. There's too much chaos. We'll get into that in a later episode. But basically, awakening spiritually and then bringing the culture and the nation into a liberty, respectful culture and political system. And then start, these will be lights turning on around the world. And as more and more begin to fully adopt that in the culture, our beliefs and behavior, and then also in the reflection, the legal and political reflections of that, then dissolving borders in the future might make more sense. But for now, it's that we're under an attack, for whether it's intentional or not, from globalists who are collectivists. They are totally happy to sacrifice you and your children for the greater good, as their ideology defines it. That didn't cause any problems through history, did it? And they want to dissolve borders and have a global system where, oh, it's just more orderly and we will control it. But that's just because we're so smart and kind and lovely. We should, of course we should. So yeah, you're like the annoying kid in the class who we, okay, if we're wise enough, we will love you still. But, come on, get out of that, wake up. National sovereignty must be preserved. We need to maintain the nation states as a bulwark against that global tyranny. And then once the majority of nation states are liberty respectful, I would say libertarian in like the classical liberal sense of the word, like limited government, mostly freedom, capitalism, democracy, all that good stuff. But but basically just respecting freedom, the individual, what's right, And if you're not hurting anyone else, no one can tell you what to do. You are free. You were born a sovereign being. And all are the same, and we must all respect each other like that. So building that up, then eventually a one world government will be safe and possible and a good idea, and we'll get there. But for now, no, because it's not, we're not there yet. There's too many snakes in the grass, So this is basically it. So there's, I define seven levels to the awakening. You've got spiritual, emotional, physical, mental, political, economic, and cultural. And I go into all of that, what that means in my Principles of Purpose document on the website. You can look that up. So I'd love you to support me. I'm going to be, doing the rounds, knocking on doors and all that, and see how we go. I'll finish just by saying, look, I am completely comfortable with all I achieve is raising awareness by talking to people, even if everyone disagrees with me, but I'm still sparking conversation and dialogue, making people think. But what's really, I think the vast majority of people in Ireland, they agree with the basic things I'm saying. Maybe not everything, but and around the world, I think this is true. My main goal, my number one goal, is to raise awareness and shift the conversation toward the true sources of our suffering. So we always, the people in power, they're always trying to distract us so that we don't really make any progress. So my goal, number one, is just to raise awareness among all, including the elite class. There's many groups within that. It's not one homogeneous entity or whatever. So just raise awareness, spark conversation and dialogue, improve the dialogue and the discourse, and then that's going to improve the country, even if I don't get in power. And then my secondary goal is, and really ideally, absolutely, is to take power, to get in a seat in government, and then I can start influencing even more. And I think everyone needs to do this. Basically, we've been a bit lazy. We've been allowing professional politicians to take care of stuff, but just humanity's not spiritually advanced enough for that yet. So we need citizen politicians, people who are like, oh, I'm busy enough, and I am, plenty of other things I'd rather be doing rather than telling you what to do. But people are trying to tell us what to do, and we need to stand up now before it's too late. And that's the thing. This is the safest, easiest thing to do, and that's why I'm doing it. Tyranny is creeping in, and it's much more dangerous to just do nothing and pretend it's not happening. The safest thing is just to face it and go, excuse me, yes, can I help you? And the guy in the hood's like, yeah, I was just following you. Oh yeah, why can I help you? Look at them in the eye and be ready for anything. It's going to happen anyway. You can be ready to run, or you can be ready to attack. In our case, we can't run because it's happening everywhere. So, and again, it's not about conflict and fighting. It's just about peace. But you need to set boundaries. And my ultimate dream goal is a rebirth of Ireland and Europe and the West and the whole world into freedom, liberty, consciousness, love, peace, prosperity, and the new earth. And the more beautiful world our hearts know is possible, as Charles Eisenstein puts it. So I'll be talking to you more in the coming weeks. But basically, that's it for now. I'd love you to become a member of the party. At the moment, I need more members to register the party officially for elections. So please go to the website. You can join there. It's free. You just sign up. You can be a member of another party. It's fine. If you think this is valuable, even if you've got another party, but you're like, yeah, I think he's talking about some good things. It would be good to empower him and help him maybe access more of the middle ground, people who the traditional, kind of nationalists or, libertarians can't get to. Because I feel like I have a good knack for getting through to people and putting myself in their shoes and communicating. So I think I'm hoping to pull a bunch of people who are kind of in the middle, pulling them towards this cause. So please support me, sign up, join the party. Follow me on like Twitter or whatever, Gaelic Awakening, Jamie McGlue. And the podcast will remain Rendezvous with Jamie McGlue, and we'll talk about other things, whatever comes up, but we're going to be pivoting more toward freedom and justice and peace for Ireland, Europe, and the planet. And you, my dear friend. And so peace and love to everyone, especially those who are causing this problem, because I am you, you are me, and I just hope that I can come to my senses and listen to this guy in this beautiful suit with his grandfather's Chlorosh harp badge. All right. Go Guiv. I guess Shinegadirach. That's it. I'll see you next time. Thank you all.